live video going and podcast audio. Podcast audio. Let's see if I can't get a little bit more on my decibels there. I'll tell you what. All right. Podcast audio. Morning wine cellar. Real quick, real fast. I gotta get to work soon to the factory. So this is what it's like doing the thing. So I had to fix the audio for last night's program, and I couldn't even really fix it the way I wanted to. Like, the audio was actually just gone from around like 53, 54 minutes into it, which is shitty because that's like right at the tail end of the Banking for Sex Workers segment. And the internal audio is the best audio. It records directly into an open source program called Audacity. And that shit works out pretty well. That's why we use it for the podcast audio. And then, but at the same time, we're also recording Facebook Live video. And there were no breaks in that audio. So really just the Audacity program had a hiccup. Maybe I need another program. I might need to just actually pay for a program, just buy one. And so that audio broke right when we're doing Banking for Sex Workers, which I think is a very useful segment. And to my knowledge, we're on like 660 something episodes, but I think that's the third time that we covered sex workers' rights issues in Mumbai. Three times. I think we actually really titled two of them specifically, like Sex Workers Rights Mumbai Part 1 and 2. And then this was the third one, Banking for Sex Workers. And that audio broke. So I took the Facebook Live audio that I download and I ripped that to YouTube because it won't let you cross a stream. You have to download it and re-upload it to YouTube. So I just took the audio from that video, put that over the podcast. It doesn't sound as crispy, but fairly decent stuff. So what was going on last night? Primary elections. And of course, fucking my ass. I'm a relatively new Illinois resident. I had to fucking re-register, get my freedom papers in order, you know, get ready for the fucking the hurdles. And I had to work two jobs. So I fucking missed this motherfucker. I couldn't even fucking get in there because that's how my poverty is set up. You know. And let me take a look over here at the archive chat space. Nobody there, but there's a Sly Loco posted up in the joint. There's J Loco. Niggas out there in Australia and shit posted up in the joint. And I think that's his Pat up in the motherfucker. I have a glaucoma. Can't see too well. Yeah. But I like this shit. I go to my my typical feed, right? My news.google. And right, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I can't remember if that individual was on the Katie Halper show or not. Katie Halper does a lot of fucking episodes and interviews a gang of people. But yes, Alexandria Cortez. I think over 70% of that nigga's campaign money came from small donations, while the nigga that took big donations fucking lost. Now, gee, did someone in recent years show that to be a good way to go to make the people trust you more? Like, for some reason, the people like if you're funded by the people instead of by the corporations because they think you'll represent them and shit. Weird. That's really weird. This other headline, a 28-year-old Democratic socialist just ousted a powerful 10-term Congress critter out in New York. All right, and that's the same one. And keep in mind, Democratic socialist, like, and that's the thing, like, a lot of folks pretended, actually, I can't say pretended, didn't know that existed. So they removed the word democratic because they didn't want it to be there and just said socialist. When it's like, democratic socialists are not anti-capitalists. All right? I know. Weird, right? Yeah. Democratic socialists are not anti-capitalists. They just want the money divvied up more socially. That's it. just more money towards schools and shit like that. Democratic socialist. All right, now, but what's really fun, right, because lefty heads were fucking doing their thing, but Fox News, and this isn't that fucking like, that, oh, this is Fox News 15 in, you know, Delaware. Nah, this is that main Fox News that we all fucking know and love. Their headline, "Primaries bring good news for Trump and Republicans. Bad news for divided Democrats." It said, "Primaries Tuesday showed the power of President Trump's endorsements continued to help Republican candidates triumph." Now, one thing they're like deliberately not looking at is the fact that fucking that for the most part, right wingers vote in midterms. All the Democrats that like to vote shame on every 4 years, their asses don't show up every 2 years. That's why you got the Tea Party wave in 2010. And then that's why they lost more seats in 2014. And that's why you can go back and check the archives of this stand-up comedian and comedy writer, Patton Oswalt. Check his archives from even earlier than that, when he said, "I couldn't believe in 2006 when we took back the House and Senate." Because the fucking, the vote shamer every 4 year Dems do not show up every 2 years. Especially if their preferred person is in there. You see how they showed up when their preferred person wasn't in there, Georgie Dub. But they did. But they fell back when Barry Hussein was in there, because just like the Republicans, they go to sleep. Now, moving forward, Fox News saying their things. In addition, former Massachusetts Governor Willard Mittens Romney, the 2012 GOP presidential nominee who lost to Barry Hussein, he staged a political comeback by easily winning the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate seat in Utah. Get the fuck out of here. A Mormon bishop, Bishop Willard Mittens Romney, won a nomination for a Senate seat in Utah. Well, ain't that something? Didn't see that shit coming there, buddy. But then Fox News goes to tell you that Democratic divisions between the leftist insurgents backed by Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont in his unsuccessful campaign against Hillary Clinton for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2016 make it less likely that a big blue wave is coming that will sweep Democrats to majority control in the House and Senate. The insurgents have the potential to change the Democratic Party over the long term into something more in line with left-wing parties in Europe, rather than continuing to remain within the uniquely American spectrum where both parties agreed to one degree or another that market forces should continue to play a role in setting economic policy. Neoliberalism. You understand that? You realize that Fox News is arguing against the left for Democrats. Republicans prefer Democrats. David Koch endorsed Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Republicans prefer Democrats. Do you think there might be a reason for that? Huh. Jesus fucking damn. All right, this is checking out the joint. I'm just about there to wrap this shit up. Let's take a little bit more look at what they're putting in this article. This is the Fox News perspective on things. Now they talk some bullshit about Trump's job approval numbers, which don't count the people that stopped looking. And they also say the only way it feels like it's a change election is on the Democratic side, where younger voters and women seem to determine to Bernie-fy the party. You listen to the way Fox News is talking about the people to the left of Democrats. Don't they sound like Democrats right now? like how when Benjamin Dixon slurs the leftist Bernie Gressives, where Imani Gandhi slurs us as Bernie Bros, and Fox News says young voters and women seem determined to Bernie-fy the party and have it stand for things such as a rolling back of the Trump tax cuts and college for all, Medicare for all, and in essence, a transformation of the United States into a full-blown version of a European-style welfare state. The Republicans, see, now you motherfuckers, they talk that shit, right? That bullshit, where they're like, you're going so far left, you're circling right back around to where you're being right. The right doesn't want us. The right wants you. Republicans want Democrats because they like their uniparty. They don't want someone that will actually be in opposition. All right? That's your fucking morning wine cellar. Shout out to the homie logo. Just signed up for the Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. And that shit said, where the hell is it? That's the homie. Nicole Loco just signed up in the joint. V signed up this month. You know, niggas is, niggas is coming through. Niggas like Linda, Steve, and all these niggas coming through up in the joint. We is be needed. Caitlin and all y'all niggas. Yasmin, we need folks coming through on the Wine Cellar Media Fund. And Phoenix Kalita has decided that she's going to keep on working. So, damn, she's fucking working and doing Wine Cellar shit. Me, I tell you, if I get to this, I won't be able to quit my job, but I will stop seeking promotions. I'll actually seek a demotion. Like right now, what Wine Cellar's at on Patreon, $363 a month with 47 patrons. Man, if that shit gets to $900, I'm demoting myself at my job and I'm taking a fucking, and I'm going back to working 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. No more overtime, right? No more weekends, no more 12-hour days. And then I can do more Wine Cellar. Yeah, because fuck that. Like, I think this is a responsible thing to do. Because, go ahead, search your favorite podcast thing and try to find another program doing banking for sex workers, trans rights, Jesus Christ, you know, leftist motherfuckers, environmentalist motherfuckers. And at the same time, we niggas about it. Find another one that's the gangster rap of black podcast. I think it is responsible to keep doing this program. All right, so paypal.me/Phoenix and William, patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Have a good one.